Our reading for today is from 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 16. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Make room in your hearts for us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have taken advantage of no one. I do not say this to condemn you, for I said before you that you are in our hearts, to die together and to live together. I am acting with great boldness toward you. I have great pride in you. I am filled with comfort. In all our affliction, I am overflowing with joy. For even when you came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not only by his coming, but also by the comfort with which he was comforted by you, as he told us of your longing, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoice still more. For even if I made you grieve with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I see that the letter grieved you, though only for a while. As it is, I rejoice, not because you were grieved, but because you were grieved into repenting, for you felt a godly grief, so that you suffered no loss through us. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. For see what earnestness this godly grief has produced in you, but also what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what longing, what zeal, what punishment. At every point, you have proved yourselves innocent in the matter. So also, I wrote to you, it was not for the sake of the one who did the wrong, nor for the sake of the one who suffered the wrong, but in order that your earnestness for us might be revealed to you in the sight of God. Therefore, we are comforted. And besides our own comfort, we rejoice still more at the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by you all. For whatever boasts I made to him about you, I was not put to shame. But just as everything we said to you was true, so also our boasting before Titus has proved true. And his affection for you is even greater as he remembers the obedience of you all, how you received him with fear and trembling. I rejoice because I have perfect confidence in you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Lloyd Gaines, Peace Lutheran Church, Washington, D.C.
Our text is 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verses 10 and 11. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves. What indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point, you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. Dear Christian friends, the parish house doorbell rang and there stood an anxious young woman. She spoke, "Pastor, I need your help. My baby needs diapers and food. I live in the neighborhood and I appreciate your help." I responded, "You live in this neighborhood? Where do you live?" She said, "I live at 1306 Vermont Avenue." I first smiled and then I laughed. This caught her off guard. "Why are you laughing?" she asked. I replied, "Because if you live at 1306 Vermont Avenue, then you live with me and my family." She did not realize that she was standing on the doorsteps of 1306 Vermont Avenue. She turned and left in a sorrowful condition. She was sad that she was caught in her con game. She didn't make a confession. She didn't ask for forgiveness. She just walked away in sadness. Apostle Paul had criticized the members of the Corinthian church in his first letter. He confronted them about their sins, especially the sin of a man who was having sexual relations with his stepmother. The Corinthian members were hurt, yet they responded with what Paul described as godly sorrow. Godly sorrow is a gift from the triune God that comes through the hearing and receiving of his word. It is the law and the gospel that are the gifts that lead to salvation. The law reveals and condemns our wickedness. The gospel offers the gifts of repentance and forgiveness. Jesus taught us in the parable of the prodigal son about true repentance. When the prodigal son came and regained his senses, he confessed, "I will get up and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.'" There's no repentance without sorrow, no regeneration without sorrow, no conversion without sorrow. True repentance is of two parts: sorrow over sin and faith in Jesus Christ. Some time ago, a member who struggles with drug addiction came by my office. He wanted help with one of the 12 steps of recovery. He was on the fifth step. The fifth step is to commit to God, to yourself, and to another human being the exact nature of your wrong. So I asked, "Why come to me?" "You can go to anyone in the program." "Yes," he said, "but I want you to hear my confession. I need absolution. I want the forgiveness of sins." He confessed, I sobbed. And then I watched God turn his life around. He now holds a master's degree in social work. He helps others who are struggling in life. I pray that when you are confronted about a sinful act or lifestyle, that you will respond with godly sorrow. Its value is salvation. Martin Luther taught that repentance and forgiveness of sins are free gifts of mercy on the part of the exalted Christ. There is also a saying that there is no repentance after death. This is Pastor Lloyd Gaines, wishing you the value of godly sorrow. Amen.
We thank Pastor Lloyd Gaines for today's meditation on God's Word.